Welcome to the James Bond Complex. My name is Matt.
I'm Edgar.
And today is, it's debriefing day. I don't know if you're noticing, but our audio levels might sound different. There's a reason for that. We're currently at a Tim Hortons cafe in Montreal.
Oh.
Full Canadian representation here. Get closer to the microphone. My cell phone, because that's the surprise. We're recording on my cell phone right now, so please bear with us. This is a quickie. It's our debriefing day. We just finished our presentation yesterday for Comic-Con. We spent part of a weekend there. We also met up with other Bond fans and other Bond influencers, I think is the proper term we have to use.
We had a little conversation this weekend about that. What's an influencer? How do I influence people? How am I influenced?
I always have a bad connotation with that word. To me, it's like it's something like it's a bad bad influence is most often used with the word influence. So I'm a little bit conflicted about
it. Depends on how badly it hurts your bank account, I guess.
Well, it doesn't hurt mine all that bad. So we're back from Comic-Con. So we met up with Jeff Waibu of James Bond Canada.
Yep.
We actually did the presentation with him.
Yep.
Among other people, we were with Jean Gayet from Club James Bond France. If you're not noticing the sounds in the background, that's somebody, an employee, a lovely employee from Tim Hortons, cleaning up the restaurant.
It's great. It's wonderful that the employees get to do that job because they get to work their muscles by picking up stuff and transporting as opposed to dragging them on the ground. But anyways, I really don't care if they hurt me.
I don't care. This is funny.
Yeah, so that was a very lovely experience because we had Skyped with Jeff a few times, obviously in preparation for the panel itself, but we had not met face-to-face. We had video Skype, so like we knew what everybody looked like at least. But yeah, it was very nice shaking his hands and his hands because I tend to shake both hands at the I just take
touch him.
He's very soft. He's very soft.
He's a real boy.
He glows. He glistens.
He glistens.
No, he's a great guy. I mean, I figured he was a pretty great guy too, just based on his content and his personality through our Skype sessions. But no, in person, very nice. He's a gentleman, a scholar. Very quick-witted.
Yes.
Quick-witted. I thought I was quick. I am not as quick as him.
You have a tough competition. He's so funny. He was so quick-witted.
I'm a notch below him.
We make laugh a couple of times. Yeah. I mean, we first met him on Saturday. We briefly went to the Comic-Con, but...
Yeah, it's funny. I remember mostly Sunday because it was almost like all James Bond all day long, not just our panel, but events and people we were speaking to and fans and listeners we met up with. Saturday, I remember mostly what we did after with our supper and our time at the old Port of Montreal. What did we do?
Well, we went to the Michael Madsen panel.
Oh, right. That's true.
That was the James Bond actor that was present, representing the franchise.
Didn't I ask a question?
Yes, you did. I actually filmed you.
I don't remember that.
You asked him about his time filming Die Another Day, and he...
That's not a good sign. I can't remember that.
Actually, somebody else wanted to ask the question, but I don't remember who it was. It's last year that happened to you. You wanted to ask a Bond-related question to Julian Glover. And somebody got there before you.
Yeah, so we were texting each other question ideas. And I went with a question we had agreed on. That guy needed. See, that's the thing when it's a two-party, two-man
operation.
Yeah, he was solo. He was flying solo. He had no one to text him some questions.
You got a backup brain. No, so that was actually quite interesting. So we took Jeff on a walking tour of Montreal. First, we went for a smoked meat sandwich at Don's restaurant. They have lovely special, super special.
I almost ordered the vegetarian sandwich. I said, but you know what? It's Don's. Why would I order the vegetarian
sandwich? Smoked meat. It's smoked meat.
They do it to please the weirdos like me, but even I was like, nah, it's fine, whatever, I'll have a smoked meat. It was good, though. It was good.
Obviously, I had a smoked meat. So after that, we went walking. We went to the old port looking for a bar or anywhere we could get some alcohol.
Well, the casual spa wasn't a bad idea, and it was a casual spa we had brought Jason to last summer. But I think it was fight night. There was a fight on TV, and that's like I don't pay attention to fights. So
neither do I.
Saturday night, fight night, casual spa. You know, unbeknownst to us,
everywhere was. Yeah. It was packed everywhere. We took him to the wheel, the
big Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel. Sorry, I'm looking for the terms in English. The Ferris wheel in the old port. I hadn't been there since they built it. It's been a while. I realized that I hadn't been there. I saw it from far, but I never went close. It's quite impressive. And you know, we made a couple jokes about the living daylights. Oh, yeah. But I will eventually. Well, I will probably try and get a date and try and recreate the scene from The Living Daylights.
Just let it happen.
Yes. but not with any of you guys, obviously. So we continued on. We went to the park. It's Place Bon Secours, I think.
Well, there's the Terrasse Bon Secours, which was filled to the brim. I don't remember the name of the establishment. It was an establishment that's closer to the Science Center.
Oh, Cena. It's called Cena.
Cena? Yeah, we stopped there. That was kind of interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There was a bachelorette party?
It must have been something like that, because they were all, I'm not saying single, but they were all, like, just ladies and
20-something.
Yeah.
Quite inebriated, and
wasn't the only group that was inebriated as well. There was another one.
I saw so many short shorts that honestly, my paternal side was fighting with part of me that the animal part of me. I was like, wow, you might as well take your pants off.
Yeah, I know, honestly, it's a shame. It's a shame that I even had to think that, because, you know, when you can see the lower part of their buttocks, it's like, why are you wearing shorts? Seriously, at that point, I'm not saying going butt naked is necessarily classy and open in open public, but if that's what you're going to wear, why?
Why?
Anyways, whatever.
Anyhow. So we took a picture. It's actually on our Facebook, on our Instagram, if you want to see it.
Needed a couple tries, but we got it.
Yeah.
We'll spare the details.
It
was an interesting moment.
Interesting. Finally, we walked back, walked home each month. Did you take the subway home, or did you get a ride? I don't remember.
No, I got a ride on Sunday. I took public transportation.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because it was like, what, midnight, 12:30? It wasn't, for a Saturday, it wasn't that late. But by 12:30 after the day we had, it was
also we had,
and we had the panel on Sunday. So.
And our initial plan was to have breakfast together. And I think we got a text from Jean, because Jeff actually went to Jean's house.
Yeah, they've been friends for years.
They know each other for years. So you went to Jean's house, and from what we understood, the following morning they didn't stop drinking. Yeah. They had a couple of bottles. They probably chatted for a while.
Yeah,
long night, short night of sleep or whatever.
Short rest. It was a nap more than anything else.
So we got a text around 7:30, I guess, saying like, we're canceled. Like, meet us at 10:30. So I went back to bed and slept for about 30 or 40 minutes more. Got into shave myself, wash myself, and then I looked for my cufflinks for a while. I can't find my freaking cufflinks or even my buttons, so I think I need to order a new kit.
Did you wear those for Casino Royale and concerts?
I think I did. Yeah, I did. I can't find them. I wore them recently for one of our recordings, but I can't find them anywhere. So I'm like, I need to get rid of, like, while looking for my stuff, I noticed a lot of stuff. I have paint, because I used to paint, but I haven't done that in years. The paint's probably gone dry, so, you know what, I'm probably going to clean up a little bit. Throw a lot of shit out.
I've been thinking of taking up painting, actually. I've been watching a lot of Bob Ross recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking up painting. Trees and giving them a happy little friend.
I have paint that I can give you.
Maybe I'll take you up on that.
So yeah, I finally just said, you know what, I'll dress up the same. I actually wore the same suit, the exact same shirt I wore for the Casino Royale concert.
Nice suit though.
Yeah, it's a nice suit. It's a three piece. Although I noticed after looking at the pictures, and I know how chunky I am, I'm quite a large man, and like, fuck man, I need to get back on track for the Bond 25. I think I'll use my Instagram, my personal Instagram, to sort of make my journey
documented. I've seen the pictures of yourself. It might actually encourage you to.
Yeah, actually, I've even I was talking to Jeff about it, and he said, you know what, it's content. It's also it's part of the Bond experience, as David Zarisky says all the time. So I mean, I think I need to do that. I need to make myself accountable.
And only what the heck are they making over there? It's like they're blowing stuff up.
I don't know. So I need to make myself accountable, but I think I'll get more feedback, more maybe tips,
and you might inspire other people as well.
Perhaps. Yeah. I'm gonna commit myself to my personal. It's Matt Leclair 007 on Instagram. That's my personal Instagram account. So I'll make myself more accountable. You know why I have Matt Leclair 007?
Because somebody else had Matt Leclair.
I did, but when I broke up with my girlfriend, I had tons of pictures. Instead of deleting all of them individually, I deleted my account, and I haven't been able to get my account back, and nobody has it, it seems. So if anyone knows how to get my old account back, tell me. I don't know how. So finally, Sunday, we meet up. We go back to Comic-Con.
Palais des Congrès.
Palais des Congrès.
Downtown NTO.
Initially, I wanted to take a picture with Michael Madsen. I wanted a signature on my poster. I actually ordered the Diana Day poster, but unfortunately, it's like last year. I wanted Jason Momoa to sign a Justice League poster. It arrives like two, three days.
A Batman poster last year as well, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Val Kilmer was there last year, and I didn't receive him in time. So, and the same thing happened to me again. So, and I couldn't find, like, the only thing I was able to find was the Halle Berry poster from Diana Day. I'm like, I'm not gonna get that signed. It's not like the main poster. It's not one I actually like. So I ended up passing on that. And with our panel was at 11:45.
Yeah.
Michael Madsen was supposed to be there for 11:10 to take pictures, and he was late. And as I suspected, the entire weekend he was wearing a hat and sunglasses. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna pass on the picture. I'd rather see his face.
We passed up on the official picture. We still ended up getting a picture.
We did, yeah, we did. We had a good time.
Yeah.
But
we won't reveal some of the details of how we got the picture, because it did require something which.
Covert mission.
Yeah, it was a covert. It was a special mission to get the picture.
Special.
But we did get a picture.
Yeah,
it's on Instagram now.
It's online too.
I think I just posted it a few hours ago. So
it is. It's online now. But he gave us a cool couple of good stories of his time with David Carradine.
Yeah.
Stories we can't. We're bound by the Secret Service Act.
Yeah.
We can't repeat, but he's fun. And he's actually a very likable, approachable character.
We sent those stories down to the files of MI6 and we lost the key.
Exactly. Finally, we had the panel.
Mm. Well, that was before Michael.
Yeah, that was before Michael. Michael was later on in the day.
First name basis, like George.
Exactly.
And William.
William, Mike. Georgie.
Yes. He's still not responding to those emails.
I don't know why. So finally, we got to our panel, and, you know, I haven't looked at the footage, obviously, but the thing that Guillaume said, that because of her placement, it was a little bit dark. He said, you know what, next year, I figured, you know what, the lights were really, but I didn't like the setup. I thought you were too far from the screen, and with the stage, I didn't like it. So I'm like, I'm actually, even though we might be a little bit dark on the footage once we release it, it's,
you know, I think we did the right thing, because I remember we, on the Saturday, we took a brief a recon mission. The kind lady let us go into the room as there was a panel occurring, and the panelists, I don't know what they were talking about, but the panelists that were using the room at the time of our visit were using it as it's set up. In one corner of the screen, and in the opposite corner of the stage with the table. And I just didn't think it would make for a very interesting event for the listener, for the not participants, but for the audience, because in my mind it's like a tennis match. You're always following the ball, going from left to right, left to right. I don't think any of us wanted the audience to be doing that. So let's get the audience's attention all in the same area. So we were standing next to the projector,
the screen.
In front of the screen, not blocking the actual image, but we were standing in front of the screen to give our presentation. The lights were dark. I can certainly get Guillaume's comment. I'm still not particularly disappointed.
I'm not. With as good as last year's presentation was, this was better. Leaps and bounds.
As far as content, I really thought we were pretty clever last year. I think it was really good this year too.
I'm not that last year was bad. It's just that I think, and honestly, I would be very disappointed if anything we did a better presentation the second year from the first. I think we were not. I was not as nervous. I think we were more prepared.
Except for me, I couldn't remember to introduce ourselves.
that's not.
I was so nervous.
You weren't nervous. You're just excited.
Yes, exactly.
And even then, like our material, presentation material was actually, we came prepared. Last year, we sort of had to wing it because we didn't think of certain details, such as turning the camera on.
Mm.
And this year, we had
our... It was a much smoother operation.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. And Guillaume, actually, you know what? He had two cameras. You have one in the back and one that he kept walking around, taking different angles.
Yeah, Guillaume's... I mean, obviously, I met him one time before for the initial episode of the French language show, Mission Déclassifiée, so I knew him a little bit, but no, he's awesome. When it comes to this stuff,
he's really
sharp.
He was on point.
He's better. He's good at things other than telling really dirty jokes that have to be cut out of a podcast. He's good at other things too. So, no, it was very, very good. I don't know if he's listened to this or not, but obviously, merci beaucoup. That was very, very helpful. And the presentation was really good as well. Jeff is, I mean, that's what he does. He sells homes and he takes care of Airbnbs and he does presentations. So, you know, when he says, I'll just wing it, yeah, he really can just wing it. Like, he's not joking when he says that.
No, he's comfortable. I have to test my... I'm not nervous when I'm presenting, but I need to test my material and I need to improvise. I can't like write... I need to do it, listen.
It's the middle ground.
And also, it's a question of time. The only thing that made me nervous is going over time, and we didn't.
No.
We came close, but technically we didn't, because at the end, like we actually finished our entire presentation. What took time is that we got more questions, I think, than we anticipated.
And one of the great, and you know, for listeners that are wondering, well, what was the presentation like? Well, as we just said, Guillaume filmed it. There'll be a video version. I guess we'll probably do like an audio version of it
as well, extract the
audio. So that'll be coming up in the next week or two, whatever. But post panel or post presentation, but still the panel's still ongoing. What I thought was very pleasant was the questions we were getting. And from whom we were getting them, I mean, two people asked, there were other people that asked questions as well, obviously, but two people that asked a lot of questions and good questions were two people dressed as Star Trek characters.
Yes.
Like USS Enterprise crew members or whatever.
Red shirts.
Right. I wonder if they survived the day. But yes, but what I thought was very pleasant about that is that it's another demonstration of how Bond fans are invisible.
Yes.
They're invisible. It's easy to spot a Star Trek fan, him and his girlfriend or whatever. They're obviously Star Trek fans because they were dressed as red shirt U.S. Enterprise crew members. They're Star Trek fans. It's a comic convention. I get it. They started asking James Bond questions. One of them started asking, oh, I've read The Flemings and why was Match? It's like, whoa,
yeah,
is
that,
this coming
that,
from?
Like, I was surprised by that question. I was like, wow, you know your stuff, man.
Yeah. Guy's dressed as a Trekkie, so... You know,
and there was
it's
another
just
guy dressed. We thought he was Gandalf, but it turns out he was a French comic book character called Leonard. He's basically a spoof of Leonardo da Vinci. It's not as well known as many other French comics. Okay. It's not Asterix or Tintin.
Or Spirou. Lucky Luke.
Guillaume was actually a big fan. He asked me to take a picture. I need to send it to him.
Nice.
And
the fact that as we started the presentation and we got to the slide that had like the titles, we found images of the title sequence when the actual title films appear. So we had a slide with the four movies, and as we would name a film, we would ask who has seen this movie. And a lot of people had seen those movies.
Most people had seen all the movies that you mentioned.
We're talking about, movies from the 60s, 70s, 80s, okay, maybe, 90s, yeah, I get it. Everybody's seen the Pierce Brosnan, but yeah, when people are saying they've seen Moonraker and Majesty, it's like, we have a good crowd here. Like,
yeah, we have a good crowd.
It's a good thing we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that was nice. That's nice to find out.
And after that, we met, I don't know his first name, but the gentleman of...
Sean or Alex, I can't remember. North America.
Yeah, it's an Instagram account so far. I don't know if he does a podcast or if he plans to do a YouTube, but he's the person that handles the Instagram account, James Bond North America. It's actually based in Brampton. Actually, I got in contact... I think he posted a ticket of Goldeneye from 1995, and I said, "Oh my God!" I asked him, "Are you still in that region?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm still in Brampton. Oh, we're in Quebec," and that's how we got in contact with him. And he decided to drive to Montreal. He brought his entire family with him. I hope he had a pleasant time. I hope we didn't disappoint. It was nice meeting him, although briefly. I mean, he was busy with his family, his little baby. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think it's a boy.
His name's not on the Instagram.
So whoever you are, help get in touch with us.
I'm sorry for getting your name. It's kind of
honestly, it was so quick. It's been a hectic. It has been a hectic weekend.
He was a nice fellow. He was very enthusiastic. He seemed like really freaking thrilled to be there. Asked him, like, I hope you didn't come here just for this panel. He reassured me that, no, the wife, the missus and the little one were there, so I assumed, they're probably on vacation.
I hope he had a good time.
Hopefully he had a good time. Hopefully he enjoyed the city as well.
Yeah, also, very important. Also, we met our youngest fan so far.
Yeah, Carmine.
Carmine from Montreal, of Italian descent.
Let's go.
I appreciate his enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He seemed really very nice. Excited to meet other Bond fans.
Yeah. New fan as well. I think he also just started an Instagram account.
Oh, he has. I think it's personal Instagram account. I don't know. I think he wants to do a James Bond Montreal or something like that.
Yes, he was saying that. Yeah. No, he seems a very enthusiastic young gentleman. Very affable, very kind, funny. No, it was nice. And we were talking about it before we hit record here. It was kind of funny because, not funny, we're not making fun of him, but the context was funny in the sense that, he's like this 17-year-old kid, we're all in our 30s, and you just like hung out with us all the time. I thought he was going to skedaddle after a while.
I think it's Jeff who said, dude, I was in the army when he was born.
So it was very very fun. It was nice to have him tag. He was there the whole day. He was there for the panel. He was there for Michael Madsen. He was there for we had beers. He had Pepsi or Coke. He was there for Chinese after the comic convention.
Yeah, no, he stayed with us the entire time.
We salute thee as well. Grazie, molti grazie. There's the concert. Oh no, there's Mike Grell.
I spent about 20 minutes, 17, 20 minutes talking to him about his...
And what excites me is that it was very loud and you seemed really into it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to meddle. Matt has it covered. So I do not know. I was chatting with Jean, Jeff, and Carmine. I do not know what you guys talked about. So I'm very... I'm 50% of this show and I'm excited to hear this episode.
I had a good time. I asked him a couple of questions about how he drew and wrote the book, the series Permission to Die, in the late 80s. So I talked about that a lot, how it came to be, how come it hasn't been reprinted. And honestly, I'd love It's available online. You can find leaked version, not leaked, but you know, people scan it and put it online. But I got copies, original copies from the books. But the covers are quite gorgeous, and I think it would be cool if it got a reprint.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Like a trade paperback or a hardcover.
I thought the art inside was pretty good. So, I mean, we'll do a review of we were talking about doing a review. The 1 week will be the episode of Permission to Dine. The next week will be like your Mike Grell interview.
Or maybe we do a two-parter, break the interview. Whatever. Yeah. We'll figure something out. But no, it was quite disheartening to hear him say that. They tried to convince the Etienne Fleming publication, if I understood correctly, to reprint the book, but apparently they refused. They don't see the benefit. And I was talking to him, and both of us agreed it's free money. That book has been paid for 30 years. If you print it.
And it's weird because
it's money in the bank. And people are gonna buy it. There are other publishers. Dynamite could print it tomorrow, and people would buy it. I'd buy it again.
What's weird about that answer is that why would Ian Fleming Publications think it's not worthy? They signed a deal with Dynamite Entertainment to do James Bond comics.
I don't know, man. There's plenty of comics they could actually reprint. They could reprint the art, and I think they must still, like, Ian Fleming Publication or Eon must own the rights, because back in the 60s, they did an adaptation of Dr. No in DC Comics Showcase Numbers something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I know. I don't remember
the issue, but it's not that expensive. I think you can get it for under $500. And it's probably the issue before that is much less expensive, and the issue after is probably much less expensive than that. But yeah, you can get it's not the Action Comics number one. It's within reach, I feel.
Right. Okay.
And then you have a huge gap. I think they did comic book adaptations for UIs only. They have a special adaptation of Octopussy. They skipped.
Which I did not know about. Jeff told me. He showed it just like an hour ago. He's back home now. He showed us the pictures of his hardcover. I didn't know that it existed.
I was not aware, though. I'll admit. I got confused because we spoke with him, and I thought he was talking about Four Eyes Only, and I'm like, oh no, wait, Octopussy? Yeah, there's a comic book adaptation of Octopussy. Yeah. And I knew of License to Kill that actually Mike Grell, I briefly spoke to him about it, and he like told me that he had some reference, but there was some reference that he didn't. You know what? I'll table that for the interview.
No spoilers.
And finally, they did also GoldenEye, which I think they have the artwork, but they never published issue 2 or 3. They only have issue 1, and it's a gorgeous cover. The covers, I think I've seen all the covers, and they're beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. I would actually want to have that on my wall as a poster, actually the original artwork.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're not. It's money in the bank. Like very you do,
strange.
You bind all the adaptation that they already did together, make a James Bond movie special, and. Yeah. Reprint, and there's more than the Mike Grell stuff. There's other artists and writers. I've done comics before Dynamite picked up the license a couple of years ago. There's a huge gap between GoldenEye and One Dynamite, but before that, there were some James Bond comics. So hopefully, I mean, we put some sunshine, some sunlight on that fact, and you know, with the help of the community, we you know, Zaritsky of the world, the Jeff Weibull and the influencers, the Joe Darlington. Maybe we can get them convince Dynamite Entertainment to republish that material. That'd be great.
It'd be wonderful to have those on the bookshelf. For Eyes Only, License to Kill, Octopussy, Dr. No. That's great. And finish GoldenEye.
GoldenEye, yeah.
That'd be great. I love that.
I love that too.
Reprint Permission to Die.
Reprint Permission to Die. There's Quasimodo. Gambit, something like that. There's a few ones, a Serpent's Tooth.
Yeah.
And all of those have gorgeous painted covers, if I remember correctly. I'm like, why aren't those republished? Dynamite Entertainment, I'm talking to you, republish those people. People, send them tweets. You want to see the old books reprinted, the pre-Dynamite Bond books reprinted. Let's bring Bond.
Yeah, I'd be
more
down for
Bond.
That. Yeah, absolutely. We can do this.
We
can.
Yes, we can. Make Bond, comic book Bond great again. Let's use slogans of past American elections.
You need that correct shade of red, though. You need that correct shade of red. Yeah. Got to get the right red.
So, yeah, that was our Comic-Con experience.
What was the orchestre avant, the music?
Oh, I almost forgot. Yeah. No, I got their album. I have to lend it to you. Because I forgot to tell you. Because they had their little kiosk in the corner next to the Klingon that we interviewed last year.
Klingon?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still offering. Look, James T. Kirk was at the Comic-Con convention, so you still have not assassinated him. You clearly need help. Anyways, your loss. Good luck with that.
So, let's not like put the horses before the carriage, but there has been, we've been in contact with the Intrepid 007 podcast. I hope I didn't mess up his name. You started chatting with him?
Yeah, Cormier.
Huh?
Cormier?
Yeah, Emery Cormier. And I actually like his podcast. You know, his podcast is more about his personal journey as a Bond fan than it's not about the books necessarily or the movies. It's more bring the Bond experience. Not the Bond.
His personal Bond experience.
Yeah, his personal Bond experience and talks Bond about journey. The Bond 25 fitness. Yeah. You know, he brought a good point. Like, why spend money on a sud spell when you can buy a Slashinger polar for $20? It's still a Bond brand.
Yeah. Like, I listened to that episode actually.
Actually, I was like, you know, that's kind of smart. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, but emulate the Bond style. You don't necessarily need the Bond. I'm sure it's fun to have the Bond brands.
Nobody uses the brand, but not the current ones. That's more his point.
Yeah.
So there's another Comic-Con in Quebec City next, I think, October.
October, yeah.
There's been talk of maybe doing something with him. It'll have to be determined if we can actually make it. Do it. It's TBD, but
yeah, TBD.
Now I'm looking at Edgar, and you made references to.
I'd rather slash my wrist than do another comic convention right now.
Yes, yes. And I feel you.
Give it a few. I'm sure. If it's in October, I'm sure the cutoff date. I would have to assume if the event is in October, the cutoff date for panelists must be. Like August, and we're in July, so a decision will have to be made soon, I reckon. But said decision will come in the next few weeks, not tonight.
Not tonight. No. Tonight is. I was not expecting, because the original plan was to try and record an episode with Jeff, but I mean, we started talking, and I didn't feel like taking out the cell phone, trying to record. And it was actually noisier than it is right now. So I'm like, you know what? Let's live in the moment. Let's enjoy that. That's going to be for us.
Yep.
Not that we don't want to share some stuff, but you know, some stuff, it's fun to be in the moment with other fans. You can't share everything. So I don't regret not pulling out the cell phone trying to record something, but I still wanted an episode because we haven't missed an episode since we started doing this. I would have been a little bit upset to miss a week. Mm. Even though we published a French episode this
on the Sunday
on the Sunday, and I haven't sent any promotion for it, and I probably will later on tonight, but officially we're gonna split the feed. The episodes are in French that are on the feed right now. I'll stay there, but we have a separate field, and we'll only publish on this feed.
I had actually forgotten that we had made that second account, and I just uploaded the French episode on the James Bond Complex.
I'll send you the information to get access to it, but yeah, we do
have it. I think I just forgot it. I'll look. I'll tell you if I don't have it anymore. But anyways, oops,
that's not the end of the word. And yeah, no, from here on, I'll be on a separate feed. We'll still be doing the French episodes, not going away, but we'll promote it on the Facebook, on the Twitter, the same thing. We might have a different Facebook to promote it. I'm not too sure about that. I'll post the new feed on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, just to announce that we're splitting the feed, because you see our listenership go down each time we publish a French episode. So I'm like, We kind of expected that.
We're still dedicated to it, but clearly the market is not even close to as large as the English language listenership. But Mission Déclassifiée isn't going away. Isn't going away anytime soon.
So. It's just changing address. It's just going from the GoldenEye era MI6 building to the bunker in the Skyfall Inspector, and that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Different place.
Yeah, exactly. First place blew up.
Yeah, the first place blew up. So I think I'm beat. But wait. Edgar, can you tell me, do we have people everywhere?
We do have people everywhere.
I did that in public.
Yes, you did, you bloody moron. I can't believe you actually did that. www.thejamesbondcomplex. Facebook, search for us. Search for the James Bond Complex. Twitter @TheBondComplex. Instagram, the James Bond Complex. YouTube, we haven't uploaded stuff since some of those live streams, but it's still there, the James Bond Complex. What is the phone doing?
It's still recording.
Wonderful.
Don't worry. I probably got a message.
You got YouTube.
Oh, I think it's either Tinder or some dating app that I'm using. Oops!
You have women everywhere.
I have women everywhere.
I need to get on that too. before I put that bullet in my head. Our game is our game.
Hey, it worked for our friend Matt Spazer, so why not?
That's true. That's true. Yes. Yeah, salute thee as well. Belated congratulations.
I sent a message on Facebook, so...
What the hell was I saying?
Facebook,
Google Play, Instagram. Google Play, and iTunes. Search, subscribe, review, and give us a 5-star glowing gun review. I'm on Twitter @DoubleOPOP. That's _OH_POP.
I'm at Matt Auclair with 2 T's down at the Twitter, and also individually on Instagram at Matt Auclair. 007, because I lost my other handle.
That's easy to remember, though. Play 007. So just as James Bond always returns, so too with James Bond Complex in License Renewed, if I'm not mistaken.
Either that or the panel.
It's probably the panel.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, enjoy the panel next week in that case. Merci. Toujours un plaisir. À la prochaine.
Au revoir. Mm-hmm.